I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben and Woods here, final segment on a Tuesday morning. We're going to get to Matt Miller, NFL Draft Scout and analyst at NFL Draft Scout, right after this last check of traffic. See how the roadways look on this Tuesday morning. Here's Kelly Danick. You want auto insurance with great savings and peace of mind? The choice is clear. Auto insurance through the Auto Club. Get your free quote today at AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $537 a year. And joining us right now on Ben and Woods is Matt Miller. You can follow him on Twitter as he covers the NFL Draft at NFL Draft Scout. Matt, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, and I'm going to start with a question I teased because I don't want Woods to steal
it. I was going
to
steal it if he
threatened
didn't.
Steal it, and I'm not going to let him do that. And that is this. There's been a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson being traded from Houston, wanting to get out, and a lot of teams who seem to be interested, the price will likely be very high. So as you look at, you know, the picks and the draft picks that are available in this draft, how much do you think you'd be willing to give up for a guy like Deshaun Watson? In general, how worthy is an established quarterback worth compared to what you might be able to get in the draft and keep those top picks?
Yeah, I think, you have to look at this a couple different ways. How many first-round picks? It depends on the team. The New York Jets have the number 2 pick, and they have the number 23 pick. If it's the Jets, that's a really good starting point, especially if you throw Sam Darnold in if the Houston Texans want him. So it's not as easy as to say it's going to take 3 first-round picks to get Deshaun Watson, because just don't know. If it's, you know, a team picking later in round one, that's going to be a lot different than earlier. So I think that is the first question. The second thing is, like you said, the talent in this draft class. Trevor Lawrence is an exceptional generational talent at the quarterback position. After him, I really like Zach Wilson at BYU. I'm probably the co-chair of the fan club. Like, I'm a big fan of his. But these are still prospects. There's still potential for hit and miss, right? We've seen guys before who we thought were can't miss, and then they bust. So I think with Watson, you're getting a sure thing. You're getting an all-pro quarterback. I think he's the third or fourth best quarterback in the NFL right now. So you're getting something where it's a known commodity. So you take some of the risk out, and I think that elevates the price tag a little bit more. So if you're the Jets or, you know, the Falcons or the 49ers or whoever it might be who are looking at this draft class and saying, okay, what are our chances of getting a Deshaun Watson caliber quarterback? Those chances are pretty low. And so if you have an opportunity to get him, I think you really have to take that chance.
It's interesting to me, Matt. We talked about it this year with Tua. You know, we saw Tua come in. He played a little bit for Miami. Sam Darnold, you know, has never really had a lot around him, a lot of weird coaching decisions as well in New York. But it seems to me that teams are just very quick to say, well, you know what, we're tanking for Trevor now. If we're the Jets, I'm like, well, what about Sam Darnold? You know, he's only done this, you know, a couple of years. Why the constant carousel in the NFL with these quarterback prospects? And typically what you're finding is once they're kind of thrown away like a Josh Rosen, you rarely hear from a lot of these guys again.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. For Josh Rosen, you know, he's bounced around a couple times. He's on his fourth team right now.
Yeah.
And that goes back to a lot of what we knew before the draft, where he was a guy who maybe was kind of hard to work with, right? And also, I think Rosen came into the NFL at the wrong time, where the position has really gone toward more ability to extend the play, to advance the play. It's not his game. So with Sam Darnold, you know, with Carson Wentz, there's definitely – I think a lot of it is more like fan and media, where we constantly need something, you know, hyperbolic to talk about. So let's trash Sam Darnold. Let's kick him out of town. Let's run Carson Wentz out of the job. Instead of looking at what Cleveland did and being patient with Baker Mayfield, putting a team around him and having his best season ever and making it to the second round of the playoffs. So I think with Darnold, you know, that's something that Robert Sala and Joe Douglas are going to have to figure out what they believe. And the key there is something I'm saying so much this offseason is that you have to evaluate Sam Darnold against the draft. And you're not going to get Trevor Lawrence at number two, right? He's not going to be there. So you have to look at Sam Darnold and say, 23-year-old Sam Darnold, how do we like him compared to Zach Wilson? How do we like him compared to Justin Fields? How do we like him compared to Trey Lance? And you have to evaluate him against that. And I would not be surprised with Matt LaFleur coming in and the system that he wants to run, which is going to be a Kyle Shanahan system. I would not be shocked for them to say the number two pick's up for sale and see what they can get for Darnold, what they can get for the number two pick, and kind of go with the best option there as we really get to late April.
Matt, you mentioned Justin Fields. Yesterday he announced officially leaving Ohio State and putting his name into the draft. Not a surprise, but where do you kind of have him ranked? He didn't put up video game numbers as a quarterback like some of those QBs do, but then again, he had a lot of talent around him and a running game that a lot of other quarterbacks in college don't have. That game against Clemson obviously was a huge eye-opener, I would imagine, for some NFL scouts out there. And, you know, he was fine in the championship game against Alabama, but that's the kind of talent he's going to be going up against in the NFL is the kind he was facing at Alabama. Where do you have kind of Justin Fields pegged?
Yeah, he's a difficult study. He really is. And I have him as the number four quarterback in this class right now, which a lot of people hear and they think I'm insane. But I have him as a top 12 overall player. I really like Justin Fields. The athleticism it shows up. He's got a big-time arm. He can make every throw. He's really, really good when he's asked to move. He can, you know, whether it's a designed run or the play breaks down. But there are some things that concern you. You know, the Alabama game I thought was really bad. The Indiana game was bad. The Northwestern game was bad. And Clemson this year, while that was a phenomenal game, and I want to applaud his toughness and his, you know, the way that he is as a competitor, Clemson secondary is not very good, guys. There's a lot of wide open throws. And I think with Justin Fields, that's what you worry about. He is a little bit of a slow processor in the pocket. The ball doesn't come out quickly. He's throwing to a lot of wide open wide receivers. That doesn't work in the NFL. So that's something where he has to improve. So this isn't me saying that he can never be a good starter in the NFL. He absolutely can. But he has some things that he needs to work on in his game that are a little bit harder to clean up than, you know, he's overstepping with his front foot. It's causing the ball to sail a little bit, you know, like a Josh Allen. Okay, well, you can clean that up. You can fix that. You can rep that out. Processing speed is something that is a lot harder to project. It was my biggest knock on Carson Wentz coming out. And I think Justin Fields is a lot like Carson Wentz in that way. He's a good athlete. He's got a big arm. He's a great kid. But the processing speed has just got to be better. And sometimes you could fix that. Sometimes you can't. So I think that's where the question marks are with him right now.
Oh, we are talking to Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Mac Jones is another one of those guys. I mean, the guy wins. He wins. He throws for big numbers, obviously surrounded by a lot of talent at Alabama. But where do you have him going? Is he going to be a project? Is he going to be a steal for somebody?
Yeah, I don't think that he's going to be a steal necessarily. A guy like Mac Jones, and I'm excited. We could see him in person next week at the Senior Bowl. He's a player I've not seen in person before. You know, he has a beautiful deep ball, but he doesn't have a strong arm in terms of velocity. The ball doesn't come out of his hand very quickly. He's not a very good athlete. I do think he has fast eyes. He reads the field well. But for Mac Jones, like, the thing is, he could be a top 10 pick. He could be a top round pick, a round one guy, or he could be a round two player because he doesn't really fit the mold of what NFL teams want right now, which is someone that can move around, somebody that can make throws to every level of the field. That has not been necessarily what he does best. And also, some of it we just haven't had a chance to see because you're at Alabama where you've got an NFL offensive line. You've got four NFL wide receivers. So he hasn't been asked to do a whole lot on his own. He hasn't been asked to create a whole lot on his own. Whereas, you know, Zach Wilson at BYU, Trey Lance, North Dakota State, we've seen those guys have to do it and make plays on their own where the numbers are not as good as Mac Jones, but the play translates a little bit better to the NFL. And you've had to actually watch them do things where, okay, that's an NFL throw, or that's going to simulate or mimic what you're going to see in the pros with pressure breaking down and you got to, you know, make moves on your own. We haven't seen that with Mac Jones. So I think the Senior Bowl is going to be really big for him. I have him as a number round two player, but with the expectation that he'll be drafted somewhere outside the top 20.
You know, it's funny. I don't know how much Mac Jones is hurt by the fact that Devontae Smith is so good. I mean, there's a perception that you could take a guy off the street, blindfold him, have him throw a pass. Devontae Smith's probably going to catch it. And that might not be an inaccurate assessment either of Devontae Smith's talents. But where does he go in the draft? Because obviously he doesn't have the size of some NFL receivers. I want this kid to be really good on the NFL level. And I know that doesn't always work for Heisman Trophy winners. We've had some good ones. We've had some guys who win the Heisman and do nothing in their NFL careers. Where is Smith going to fall?
I have him as a top five player, guys. And you're right. People talk about, oh, he's a little bit older as a senior. I don't care. Oh, he's a little bit skinny. I don't care. He is the best player in college football. And that translates, right? His ability against top-tier corners. Watch him against Ohio State. You watch in the SEC. It's not like my man was playing in the Big 12, right? He's playing top-tier competition every week, and he's constantly able to get himself open. He had the best hands of any wide receiver on that team last year when they did have four first-round wide receivers. His routes are timed exceptionally well. He's agile. His catch radius is big, despite the fact that he's only 6'1", 175. I just love the way he plays. You don't look at Devontae Smith and say, he's fast. He's not that fast. You know, he's quick. He's not that fast. You don't look at him and say, oh, he's so big. He's going to be able to just outbody these guys. Not his game. But Justin Jefferson was the fifth receiver drafted last year. The fifth receiver drafted last year. And he was the best one by far. So being able to get open, being able to just consistently catch the ball, that matters in the NFL. And I think that's what Smith does better than any of the other guys in this class.
I mean, Matt, if you're the Jets, if you don't trade out of that pick, how do you not take him to pair him with Sam Darnold and give Sam something he's never had before? And that is an absolutely dynamic playmaker. I know they got a new head coach with a new scheme and everything else. If they pass on him, it will be a very Jets-esque move, I think.
So I think the thing that comes down to is, how does Joe Douglas want to build this team? And I love Devontae Smith, but investing a top five pick in a wide receiver is hard to do. It really is, because the return on investment is not always there, and they immediately become so highly paid at that position. So from a team building perspective, I actually do understand waiting on a guy like Devontae Smith. We saw it last year. Wide receivers didn't start coming off the board until the teens. So it can happen. I think for the Jets, it goes back to, what is the quarterback position? Like, what is that move first? And then we set the table for them, because there are a lot of other talented players, you know, Penny Sewell and Rashawn Slater at offensive tackle, Micah Parsons on defense. Like, it's not just, to me, Zach Wilson, Devontae Smith, or bust for the Jets. They have so many options, including a trade out. So I know that, like, y'all, it's fun to jump on the Jets. We kind of got to wait and see what the next 2 months look like before we do that, though.
Hey, Matt, that was a lot of fun. I mean, we're not a couple of guys who are going to get into the weeds on the fourth and fifth rounders, but really informative and entertaining stuff. For the people with a bigger perspective on the draft, appreciate it. I know you could get into the weeds in the fourth and fifth round.
Absolutely.
But you'd lose us at some point. So good job keeping it simple for the two hosts here.
No, I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Matt Miller. Good stuff. I mean, yeah, Devontae Smith, I say it again, Woods, I really want him to be good on the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
If he goes and, you know, NFL cornerbacks are like, and I'll just body him up, and I'll be all over this guy, and
he'll
can't do
fine.
Anything.
It's
going to wreck my college football watching experience, because I just can't believe there's a guy who could look that good on the college level that it can't translate to the NFL level.
He's a worker, too. I mean, he's a worker. He's a head down, mouth shut, garbage, you know, brings his lunch pail to work. He's that guy. I think he's
going to be a coach's dream.
100%. I think he's going to be fine.
For whatever team he lands on.
Absolutely going to be fine. And again, you know, and I know he said you can't really make fun of the Jets now. You can. You can always make fun of the Jets, because the Jets continuously make the wrong moves. But with Adam Gase out, you know, they got the new head coach in there. I don't know. I mean, having a playmaker like that, you've got to build something around Sam Darnold if you want to have a shot. And I still think Sam Darnold's a good enough quarterback to be the quarterback of the Jets. You're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. That's not going to happen. Maybe trade for more picks or something and really beef up your offensive line, your defensive line, and go from there. But I don't know, man. It'd be tough to turn that kid down.
It's so weird. I mean, you've got Deshaun Watson out there, or I get what he was saying about Deshaun Watson and the known versus the unknown. And, hey, improve your team right away, and it's kind of a guarantee. But at the same time, Deshaun Watson, very, you know, going to be very expensive, Whereas you get a good draft pick in there,
yeah,
you can build around that guy for several years.
He's not a missing piece to the Jets. Like if the Jets went and traded for him, you know, he's not that deadline move that, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl now. All we needed was a quarterback. Mm-mm. You know, that's not still gonna have to build around him like they would around Darnold.
Yeah,
so
they make sense. Keep saying the Jets are the number one team. I agree with you, Woods. So you go after Deshaun Watson, you're better, but you're still you don't go from 2 wins to 10 wins.
It's a polished turd is what it is. It's a turd, but you're polishing it up a little bit with Deshaun Watson. He's a great quarterback. He's not gonna net you 8 wins by himself.
There's no shortcut to success. The way to build a team in the NFL is and always will be through the draft. You've got to draft well. You've got these two picks. The best way for the Jets to get good is to hit on those two draft. Keep them, hit on them, develop them, get better. And then as you do, then you can make that decision if you want to pick up a big piece that's going to make a difference. But, yeah, not going to make a difference this year. I was very intrigued. The idea, if Drew Brees retires, and, you know, I don't know that New Orleans has the capital to get it done, but to have Deshaun Watson slide right in as the new quarterback with the Saints, okay, that's a team that absolutely could use a Deshaun Watson with Drew Brees' retirement. It might actually be a Super Bowl team with Deshaun Watson, you know, not a 42-year-old Drew Brees who obviously, you know,
did not look good.
It was time to retire. Not, yeah, and, he did not. You know, it looks like it, but he didn't look good.
He essentially said, yeah, I'm going to take a little more time to think about it. No, you're good. You're done. You got to be done. That's it, right? Like, that has to be.
Sweet moment after the game. Did you see
the video? Oh, yeah. It was rad.
He and Tom Brady were on the field with the fam. And
yep.
Gets the hug, and Brady picks up the ball and just
slings it.
Perfect touchdown pass to one of Brees' kids. I mean, over the defender, the other kid.
Well, he knew
outstretched fingertips.
The kid knew his old man couldn't throw it that far. So he went to Tom Brady, like, hey, hit me in the corner, run a little corner route here. The dad said, I'm good. I can't. The old wing is hanging here a little bit.
If you had seen that before the game, all the money would have been on the Bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there wouldn't have been a point spread big enough on that one.
God, I'm glad I ended up doing that, making that move at the end of the day. Yeah, completed a perfect weekend, which means I'll go 0-2 this weekend, almost guaranteed. Guaranteed.
We're both already feeling it for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
right?
I feel that I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna stay with what's been working.
Brady had an amazing season just to get Tampa Bay to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, game. Gronk looks like he's never played football before. Why do you have him? Like it's literally a security blanket for Tom Brady, right? I know he's had decent the last few weeks, but man, he was just non-existent in that game.
Aaron Rodgers has been a man on a mission.
Dude, he's so locked in.
Ever since they
I'm going to bet mine now. Should I wait for the line?
Ever since they went for the quarterback in the draft.
Should I wait? It's smart to wait, right? But it's 3.5 right now.
Do you think it's going to go up or down? That's the only – you wait if you think it might come down to 3, 2.5, then you wait. If you think it's going to go up, I would say wait because if it goes from 3.5 to 4.5, big deal. You know, how many games?
Yeah, it's not going to go to 6.5.
It's not going to go to 7, 6 right. and a half, right. So I'll you're wait. Probably okay. If it goes the other way a point, though, that's huge.
You got me so fired up talking about Aaron Rodgers and
he's
how locked in.
A man
in.
On a mission, though.
He's locked in.
First time, by the way, he's ever hosted the NFC Championship game. The last time that it was in Green Bay, he was on the roster, but Brett Favre was still the quarterback back in 2007 of the Green Bay Packers. He has won one of them. He has lost three of them.
Oh.
All of them on the road. You remember when they won the Super Bowl? They were a 6th seed. They were 9-7. Had to work their way on the road through the playoffs. We'll have more on that as the week goes on. Maybe later today that Joe Musgrove trade with the Padres will be official. So we'll see if we can get updates on that for you tomorrow morning. But that is it for us on a Tuesday. Great job by the executive producer, Paul Reindl. For Woodsy, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, from San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.